Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because Dr. Gene Griseman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and he is the author of many books. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers. That's right, a Lincoln portrayer in the world. And if you ever get a chance to meet Gene, you'll see, even if he's not in character, you'll see why he's a great he has all the tools to be a Lincoln portrayer. He is the author of a brand spanking new book, Lincoln and Obama, where he does a parallel, a side-by-side comparison of the two presidents. And he's here to talk to us about that today. Gene Griseman, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be on your show. I've been looking forward to it.
Me too. And by the way, happy Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you very much, by the way. In the book, I talk about the connections between Lincoln and the Jewish community, and Obama and the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I know more about the Obama connection than I do the Lincoln connection. Well, we're going to talk about that. So why? So I know that obviously you're steeped in Lincoln, and as much as anybody that I've ever known or heard of. And I know that you are someone who admires and follows President Obama. And so this is a book that you should have written, and I'm glad you did.
Well, I thank you for that. And as we were talking off air, you and I have been good, close, strong friends for years.
Yep.
And I wanted to see how this would go when I know that we don't agree on all the points, mm-hmm. how it's going to turn out. But let me just preface this by saying why I started studying Lincoln. And the reason I started studying Lincoln in the first place, I'm a sociologist. I started doing interviews with famous people, got interested in what makes a person a high achiever. Mm-hmm. That's how I came to Lincoln. And so my core interest is what makes somebody a high achiever. So that's the reason I studied Lincoln.
Well, now, you've committed a lot of your career to that study.
That's absolutely right. I wrote a book called The Achievement mm-hmm. Factors, which some people still think is my best book.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, and another thing, you don't have to agree with the person to learn from them. So,
that's right.
Whether you agree with Obama or not, you have to admit he's a high achiever. I mean,
I agree with that.
He's become a president against all odds. Mm-hmm. So he is an achiever. So you don't have to agree with him to say, okay, what did this person do to get where he is? The same thing you can say about Lincoln. So that's how I came to Lincoln and Obama in the first place. Mm-hmm. And just a few months ago,
that was the fundamental similarity that you saw was their achievement capacity.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so somebody said to me, well, why don't you write? You studied Lincoln. Why don't you compare the two? And so that's the reason I wrote the book.
It's a very interesting book, folks, and I encourage you to check it out, Lincoln and Obama. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about some of the things we know. They're both lawyers. They both served in the state legislature and in our Congress. They both gave very important speeches that helped launch their careers. You point that
that's
out.
That's exactly right.
You point that out in the book. They both came into the presidency with and there are other things in the middle there that I'm leaving out that you can fill in, but they both came to the presidency in very difficult times.
That's right. There had been an economic collapse, the panic of 1857, just before Lincoln came into office. Mm-hmm. By the way, when I got on this horse, I didn't know where it would take me.
Right.
And I've learned a lot of things. For example, I'll give you one that's not in that list right at the very beginning. The midterms were a disaster for Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, almost to the very end of the third, to the end of the fourth year, it did not appear that Lincoln was electable.
Right.
In fact, he told his cabinet, he said, there's no way that I can be elected to a second term. And then it was a last-minute victory by Sherman in Atlanta that turned the tide. So both of them have parallels there. Both were called job killers. Mm-hmm. Both wrestled with the Supreme Court. Both had difficulties with the military. And here's the uncanny one. Lincoln overtook the front runner of his party, a man by the name of William Seward, to get the nomination of his party and then eventually president. And in Obama's case, he overtook the front runner of his party, Hillary Clinton, who was way, way, way ahead of him, overtook her. Now, here's where it gets interesting. They couldn't have arranged this. Both Seward and Clinton were senators from New York. And then it gets even more interesting. Lincoln chooses Seward to become his Secretary of State, and Obama chooses Hillary Clinton to become his Secretary of State. You can't write that.
The past is prologue.
Isn't that something? And here's even what's more important, as Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote in her Team of Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Lincoln's chief rival, Seward. They become good friends.
Right.
And in the case of Hillary, I mean, it was a bitter battle between the two.
As acrimonious as I've seen in a long time.
That's right. And they have forged what can be called a friendly professional relationship.
To the point where Hillary's husband probably was the largest factor in Obama getting the bounce that he got out of his convention.
How
ironic is that?
It is tremendously ironic. I was actually at the convention and heard Clinton, and actually gave him a copy of my book when he spoke to the Arkansas delegation. And he told the Arkansas delegation, he said, one reason I'm so supportive of Obama is the way he has treated Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
This is uncanny. Part of it, you can't say, wow, they just did this to work it out this way.
Right.
By the way, both of them had to fire generals. It goes on and on and on. And then I discovered that the times were alike. The political parties were reinventing themselves. You have to say that certainly about the Republican Party.
No question. No question about it. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And what I think the whole political landscape is reinventing itself. Gene, where can they find the book?
Well, you can find it on Amazon. It's available on Kindle, Nook, and at my website, LincolnandObama.com.
Check it out, folks. Okay, now, I love Gene Griesman, and I plan to always love him. But this little love fest that we and I have just had is about to come to an end in this next segment. I'm going to push back a little bit on a few things that Gene has to say about this comparison. After these messages, and it'll be serious, but it'll also be in fun. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.